This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd. The coronavirus pandemic has ended America's record-long run of job growth. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
U.S. employers cut 701,000 jobs last month, ending a nearly 10-year record run of job growth. The true picture, though, is far worse, since the figures do not include the last 2 weeks of March, when nearly 10 million Americans filed for jobless benefits.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
Grant Thornton economist Diane Swonk says more jobs will be lost with the economy all but shut down. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says there's no sugarcoating it.
It's going to get worse in the weeks ahead.
The unemployment rate had its biggest monthly jump in 45 years, going from 3.5% to 4.4%. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
With personal protective equipment in short supply for many healthcare workers, especially around New York, one hospital has set up its own shop. AP's Shelley Adler has details.
Staff at Northwest Hospital in Randallstown is making sure their facilities are safe by producing face masks in a sanitary workshop across the street from the emergency room. Dr. Daniel Duran is a physician and chief innovation officer for LifeBridge Health.
A month ago, we didn't know that we would have to have a mask on everybody in our facility, but the more we learn about the virus and the more careful we want to be, that's what we're trying to be able to do.
Duran said their operation and others like it across the outpouring of support he's seen.
Whether it's donating shoes or PPE or meals, it's booing people's hopes right now.
I'm Shelley Adler.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Pakistani authorities ordered four men Friday, including a British militant convicted of the 2002 murder of U.S. journalist Daniel Pearl, to be detained for 3 months, despite a lower court's ruling to overturn their convictions. Soria Ali of Reuters reports.
Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl was investigating Islamist militants in Karachi after the 9/11 attacks when he was kidnapped in January 2002 and later beheaded. On Thursday, the High Court in Sindh acquitted the four accused, including British militant Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh, who was originally sentenced to death for masterminding Pearl's murder. But today, the Sindh government issued the order to arrest and detain the four before they were released from prison, to be detained for 3 months. The rearrest of the men gives the Pakistani government time to put together a legal appeal against
that it might help authorities assess the effectiveness of various stay-at-home orders. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
It may be the world's largest such data dump available to the public and covers a span from mid-February to the end of March. The results are varied. Italy, for example, has seen a drop in traffic to places like shopping centers and recreational areas by 94% compared to the same time last year. California, though, the first state in the U.S. to impose a lockdown, has only seen a drop by half. Arkansas is the lowest American state with only a 29% drop. Google says the data is anonymous, without names, locations of individuals, or other personal info, hoping to allay privacy concerns, but it declined to say whether any authorities had requested more information. Facebook is also sharing some location data with researchers and governments, but has not made their findings public.
Bill Withers has died. AP Entertainment correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel reports that he's being remembered as one of the top recording artists of his generation.
Lean on me.
Just as it did in the 1970s, the song Lean on Me, the Bill Withers anthem to love, friendship, and support, resonates to this very day. Recently, healthcare workers, choirs, musicians, and others have posted renditions of the song online as the world bands together to fight the coronavirus pandemic. But Withers' stirring voice and songs about life almost did not become part of our collective soundtracks. He was a stutterer as a child, but overcame that to create some amazingly relatable songs. His career was brief. He left off in the music business in the mid-1980s, but not before earning 3 Grammys and a spot in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. His family says Withers died from heart complications. He was 81 years old. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.